3 Minutes for Abba. A daily reflection to better know, honor, and love our Heavenly Father.
False unity falls apart. Any false unity that is not grounded in me does not last and falls apart. True unity can only come from God and be grounded in Him. Indeed, there is no bond that unites people more deeply than sharing and living the same faith. It is therefore a unity that comes from God and fulfills what Jesus asks of the Father in His priestly prayer, that they may be all one, even as Thou, Father, art in me and I in Thee, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and Thou in me, that they may become perfectly one. This is the starting point of all true unity. To the extent that it becomes a reality, God will be more glorified and more recognized among people. If you look at the Father's message to Sister Eugenia Ravasio, we also discover this basic concept. In principle, unity among people is already outlined thanks to the Father's love for us and becomes a reality to the extent that He is known, honored, and loved. Therefore, our Father wants us to make Him known and to proclaim His love so that all may enter into the unity He has planned. The obstacles are sin and error, but the Son of God paves the way for us to achieve it. Any aspiration for unity that is not based on the truth of the faith is doomed to failure and can even become a deception. Humanity's longing for the unity willed by God is exploited, and in the end it will crumble and leave deep wounds. We must be vigilant, because the enemy of the human race will try to create a false unity that resembles the true one as closely as possible. If we cling firmly to our Heavenly Father, He will not allow us to fall into this deception.